Time now for the AMC Partners Rice Lake Sports Report. After a day off, the Milwaukee Brewers are back in action tonight, kicking off a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:35 p.m., first pitch at 7:10 p.m. on AM 1240 and 96.5 FM. Joe Ryan struck out 5 in 7 strong innings, and Carlos Correa had a 2-run homer among his 3 hits, as the Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland Athletics 6-2. Minnesota banged out 13 hits, 12 singles, and Correa's homer in the 7th inning. Byron Buxton had 3 hits and drove in 2 runs, and Royce Lewis and Austin Martin had 2 hits apiece, as the Twins won for the 4th time in 5 games. Tyler Soderstrom homered for the 3rd time in 4 games for the A's, who lost their 6th straight game. In yesterday's WIAA girls soccer state tournament matchup, Rice Lake lost to Plymouth, being shut out with a final score of 4-0. Alexander Barkov and Sergei Bobrovsky led the way as the Florida Panthers moved within a victory of their first Stanley Cup title, holding on to beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-3 in Game 3 of the final. Game 4 is Saturday night in Edmonton. Barkov set up a goal and scored another, while Bobrovsky made 32 saves to continue his run of dominance in the series. Panthers pounced on turnovers and silenced a fired-up Edmonton crowd, witnessing the first Cup final game with fans in the city in 18 years. The NHL team that moved from Arizona to Salt Lake City will be known as the Utah Hockey Club during its inaugural season. Ownership announced the move Thursday and unveiled the initial logos and jerseys that will be used in 2024 through 2025, before permanent branding from names to logos are established following a fan vote. They were revealed in concert with the $1.2 billion sale of the club to Smith Entertainment Group closing. The color scheme of light blue, black and white is expected to last long term. And Rory McIlroy and Patrick Cantlay are tied for the lead after one round of the U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2. McIlroy had tremendous control on a course that demands precision. He was bogey-free for a 65 in the afternoon. Cantlay had 6 birdies in his round of 65 in the morning. McIlroy hasn't had a bogey-free start to a major since last winning one 10 years ago at the British Open. They led by one shot over Ludvig Åberg. Bryson DeChambeau powered his way to a 67 and was tied for third with Mathieu Pavon on France. This has been the AMC Partners Rice Lake Sports Report.